She heard Jesus. Then she said. Then she acted upon it. That's what I couldn't read a while ago. She acted upon it. That's how we know boldness came. She said and she acted. Boldness came. That's how we know. She said and she acted upon it. You notice it said in the press. Guess what that means? There's a lot of people out there. She had to do what? She had to get through them. She was bleeding continually. You think she felt good? Tred, did you feel good? You just got through. He didn't feel good. Any of you that didn't have COVID or any kind of sickness, did you feel good? But she pressed. Why did she do that? Her faith. Her faith. Her faith made her whole. Her faith made her believe the word. Her faith. And I'm telling you, your faith. Glory to God. What's the next thing? The Bible says that she was made what? What's that word again? It didn't say she was healed. Look at it. It says she was made. You don't think she had some other problem being sick that long for 12 years? Not only did she get healed of the issue of blood, whatever else she had, she was made what? Whew, glory to God. Not only will your faith fix what you believe in, for whatever else is going on, your faith will take care of that too. Whew, glory to God. She was what? She was made whole. Glory to God. Glory to God. Not only was she made whole, Jesus told her to do this. Read the next phrase. Jesus, not only did faith make her whole, what did Jesus say do because of her faith? Go. She was made whole and she got peace. Glory to God. Your faith will bring you peace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 So you can take your bills and you can say, ha, I'm debt free. Not only will you be debt free, glory to God, you'll be made whole. You'll have more than enough. Glory to God. You can be, ha, you can be sick in your body, whatever it is. You can say depression and you can be depressed and you can get free of depression. But not only will you be free of depression, you will be made whole with exceeding joy. Glory to God. God don't just fix it. He overdoes it. Glory to God. Because he's just that good. Be made whole. Glory to God. With being whole. Don't you? He just said it. It feel good to feel good, don't it? He just said it. Don't you think that equates to peace? Whew. If you ain't got peace, you ain't made whole. Take your faith and be made whole. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I wonder y'all, I bet y'all wonder why I got these tubes up here. I'm almost done now. These boxes up here, these are actually some of my tubes. Not many guys. I believe I got a witness over here. You can a group. I got a witness over here that this may sound strange to you, but I can go in Home Depot or Lowe's, whatever store, and just walk down the tube aisle. Just, man, that's a nice saw there, boy. Man, that's a nice cutoff saw. That's a nice, man, that's they got that cordless. That don't make sense to some of y'all. But the point I want to make is about, this is in correlation with faith. If I want to take some 2x4s and put them together and make a certain shape or frame of something, I go to my toolbox, my DeWalt toolbox. Some of y'all don't get that. And I open it up. I know somebody who does get it. And I get out my impact drill. And so I need the particular bit, depending on what I'm using it for. I'd either need a Phillips head, a flat head, or the bit that I can use socket on. And I put it in here. Well, I'll just get one out. I don't have any bits in here. Yes, I do. I got a Phillips head right here. Sticking Phillips heads, bit in here. Click it on. Won't work. Your faith won't work no better. You see why we just said, but ye beloved, building up yourself on your most holy what? On your most holy what? On your faith, most holy faith. Notice it said holy faith. It made sure we got the right faith now. You see it? On your most holy faith. Because there's some other faith out there praying into what? So yeah, you need to be filled. Oh, I can make it without, but you need to be filled. It just told you why. You need to be filled with the Holy Ghost.